This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Frank Pacheco's with us in Canada. And we're just sharing a little bit of wisdom, senior wisdom, about careers. Yeah. Frank, you were going to flesh that out a little bit more.
Yeah, I was going to flesh it out and say when I said boring. The thing is, to be a good appliance repair person, a person that you don't have to depend anybody what to say or how to do anything, or in the industry we call parts changer. Now, parts changer is basically someone that didn't bother to learn the theory of electricity and how to read a meter properly. So he starts taking gases at this. And for our students out there and appliance repairmen and for my appliance repair students that are out there, you be aware of that. Well, I think it could be this. I think it could be that. I think it could be this. I think it could be that. It's not worth repairing. Think twice. But in the appliance repair business, as well as the auto mechanic, there's a lot of electricity involved, a lot of theory about series parallels, combination systems, so on and so forth. There's a lot of learning how to use the meter properly. And sometimes, you know, that could kind of be a little boring, but still, if that's what you want to do, it can be very exciting. And I remember in my class event, a class of 20 students, some of them were kind of sleeping. Well, my eyes were like focused in the front row, and I just wanted to get this done because I was just so kind of excited to get into the field.
Well, you know, the field involves electricity, it involves relays, it involves thermodynamics, it involves pressures, liquids, hydraulics. There's a lot to it, and, you know, motors, of course. There's a lot to it, and I think, I mentioned this to my dad when I was younger. I said, Dad, you know, when I was selling auto parts, I said, behind the counter, I said, Dad, I think mechanics are smarter than the average bear. I believe they are. And that's because they have to know a lot about a lot. That's what, well, back in the 60s and 70s, right? Maybe the 80s. And now really what is happening is exactly what Frank is talking about, parts changers. And what happens is, even in the automotive industry, so something is wrong and the mechanic will say, well, I think it could be, just as Frank said, it could be this part. But I'm not sure. So, you know, now it's up to the customer who knows less than the mechanic. And the customer says, well, okay. And then they put the part in, and that doesn't fix it. So they say, well, you know, it could also be this other thing, this other part. You want to put that in? And here, Frank, here's a perfect example. And I know we've got other things to talk about today.
That's
but
okay.
A truck came in.
Many Mondays to come.
A truck came in. It was a Dodge Dakota, 2001. And it had a cracked manifold. Now, the manifold on this particular engine is made out of plastic. And the plastic became brittle. The engine backfired. Boom, it blew the manifold. There are no new manifolds. You cannot buy a brand new replacement plastic manifold for this car or this truck. And Dodge discontinued it about 2010. So after it was 10 years old, no more manifolds. They made them out of plastic. It was 100% guarantee that they would crack. And so we had to repair it, epoxy it all back together, because that's the only way we could fix it. And that's a shame. You know, the engine's fine, the truck's fine. It's just the manifold broke. And with an intake manifold breaking, the engine won't run. So we got it back together, and, you know, it's a maybe $10 worth of epoxy, which was really good. But then the car, the truck also has another problem, and it is the turn signal doesn't work properly. So a turn signal replacement, electric turn signal stick, you know, the part that you put your hand on to turn left and right, is about $40, 40. And you take part of the steering wheel apart and you put this part in, and you're good to go. Except if it has cruise control, then it's $170 for the part, and it's more expensive to put in. Now, who thought when they bought that car that or that truck that the part would cost so much to, and it's probably like a $400 job to replace the cruise control turn signal windshield washer stick? That's unbelievable. So the parts are getting really, really expensive. The labor's getting expensive. And the customer had no idea that a turn signal repair could cost so much, because it's much more in terms of sensors, switches, etc., than just the turn signal lever to indicate right or left turn. So things are becoming more complicated. And when you look at the new vehicles class, if you look at even appliances, if it has a control screen, you know that that control screen controls everything, right? So no matter what you're trying to do, it's if that thing fails, you got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. That's the point. Any comments about that, Frank?
Well, no, but I actually do. That's a good introduction to what our syllabus is going to be for today, and that is, if you have something, i.e., in my case, appliances, learn how to use it properly so that they don't break down, so that you can have the appliances until you die. For our students out there, Vince, and as I said to you, a third of my service calls are caused by customer. The other two-thirds, yes, manufacturer, not doing job properly, and of course, and so on and so on. And we've talked a lot about that. But one-third is I go into a customer's home, and it's something that it could have been avoided if the customer or our student did the proper thing. Now, I'm going to give you the simplest example, and people say, "Well, a dishwasher." Okay, a dishwasher has a tray on top that kind of goes back and forth. So most dishwashers have that. Now, here's something so simple, yet it can be such a big problem. So you start loading that top shelf. That's the middle shelf where you put your glasses and your cups and so on and so on and so on and so forth. Most people will start loading that dishwasher in the tray in the front part of the dishwasher. Now, listen to this, Vince. So just next time you're using dishwasher, see how many times you open that. So you start filling that in the front. Guess what happens, Vince? That puts a lot of load on the back wheels that support that tray. If you're lucky enough, the wheels will break and easily repair. If you're not lucky, the support mechanism that holds the wheels in the back of that tray will break away from the dishwasher frame. Now what happens? There you go. Now you're into almost a complete dishwasher, a new dishwasher, because of just the simple way you loaded that top rack. And you know, other things like that. For example, we've talked so many times about scraping your bones, scraping things from your plate, because if that gets into your palm and breaks the impeller, and then you're into removing the dishwasher, trying to get the pump that will fit that dishwasher, and so on and so forth. And so it can be hundreds of dollars to repair something that could have been avoided from a customer use. So I don't know if you have anything to add to that, but that's a very simple example.
Yeah, so you can put the cups on the top rack in the back. You can start in the back forward. But people are lazy. I mean, I think we're predisposed to being lazy. It's much harder to put them in the back. But It makes absolute sense. If you think about it like, let's say you're going to go to the supermarket and you're going to buy just a 4-pound bag of sugar, which used to be 5 pounds, but now there's a new fun size, and it's 4 pounds. So if you're holding that bag of sugar, are you going to hold it, if you're going to carry it, are you going to carry it close to your body, or are you going to hold it outstretched as far as your arm will go? That's what Frank is talking about. He's talking about the leverage of the weight on the front of that dishwasher rack. It's like carrying a bag of sugar with your arm stretched out. You don't do that. And that's why it's so rough on the on the racks. And Frank, those racks are darn expensive. I mean, if you want to buy a cheap Chinese one, maybe $120. But if you want to buy the real OEM, you're looking about over $200, right?
Yeah, absolutely right. But before you go, Vince, that is a beautiful example of what I'm talking about. You buy a bag of sugar and try to carry it in front of you on your way home, or even just and that's exactly what's happening. But see, the thing is, we don't realize that. But of course, our students now realize that. And so instead of a dishwasher lasting for 20 plus years without any major problems, they're going to last, you know, 5. And to repair a rack job, Vince, is a good $200. So
please go ahead.
Yeah, no. So that's one of the examples for the dishwasher. And then we can go a little bit further, like not having the hot water going to the dishwasher. No, you're forcing that element, which only runs at 120 volts, to be used more than it should, because if you had the hot water coming from your electric tank, which we've talked many times about it, how much cheaper it is to run a hot water tank than it is to run the element in a dishwasher, then of course in a few years, oh, my element is gone. And so now again, it's removed in the dishwasher. And if you're lucky enough, someone didn't put a floor in front of it that makes it easy to remove. And we talked about that last Monday. So it's things like that. Let's look at something like a dryer, not cleaning that lint, not cleaning the pipe, the exhaust pipe down the line. What happens? Okay, well, the element overheats. The element burns out. Now you're into a new element. If you're lucky enough, the motor will last that extra heat that's being produced on the bottom, but sometimes you're not, and there goes your motor. Because the heat is not going through the dryer in a proper way, i.e. it's taking you not an hour and a half to dry, look all the electricity that you are wasting. And so it just becomes one thing and after another. And I'm hoping for many of classes that we've done with our students that you are looking at that vent pipe to make sure that it's not plugged up with lint. The simplest thing is to go outside and look where that dryer is coming from. You'll be sometimes unpleasantly surprised the amount of lint that's trapped on the grill going outside. And that's all, you know, putting wear and tear more than the average on a dryer. Don't know if you have anything to add, Vince, to that, those two little comments that
I made. That's a great term that you used, and I haven't heard that probably for 20 years, wear and tear. That's exactly right. So, class, what we do here at our house is when we wash dishes, we wash them in the sink, which is right next to the dishwasher, and the idea is to bring the hot water, without wasting it, to the faucet, which is right next to the dishwasher, so that when the dishwasher starts to fill, it fills with hot water rather than cold water. And what Frank was saying is that you don't have to use the element as much in the heating element in the dishwasher.
Story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank, you and I have never discussed this, but I have this theory. And I just came up with it during the commercial break. And we're talking about making appliances last longer. Now, this applies to a dishwasher, and it applies to a clothes washing machine. And here's my theory. And it's based on what we do here at our farm. When I wash clothes, I will take the powdered detergent and I will pour it into the tub. Then I'll put the clothes in, and then I'll add the water. So what happens is the water mixes with the detergent before the agitator starts working, before the motor starts turning. And the reason is that I want the detergent to mix with the water right away. The detergent, the powdered detergent, now this is powdered detergent, not a pod. The powdered detergent has lubricity. It is slippery, and it lubricates the moving shaft on the seal of the water pump. And all the other moving parts get lubricated by the detergent, which mixes with the water. Now, if you go to a dishwasher, the same thing. The dishwasher gets detergent mixed in or gets put into the door, two compartments, one for the first wash and one for like the secondary wash. And that detergent has lubricity in it, the powdered detergent. But here's where the theory comes in. If you use a pod, the pod has to dissolve and there has to be movement of the water to accelerate the dissolving of the detergent pod, whether it be in a dishwasher were in a washing machine. And because of the lack of lubricity, I believe, with the pods, that the dishwashers and washing machines fail way faster. Way faster. Frank, is that possible?
Very possible. And we go back to the more theory events. That absolutely what you said is correct. And let's look at the washing machine. And this is how simple or how expensive it can be. When you're loading that washing machine, okay, there is a shaft that's coming out of the ground with splines, and then there's that agitator. And the thing is, Vince, I have seen customers use the handle of a broom to push their clothes down into this machine. Like, the rule of thumb is you shouldn't really put more clothes than the last spline of that agitator. Because what happens is you're putting a lot of stress in the shaft and the spline. Then what happens? All of a sudden, you said, oh, my agitator is not moving, but I hear the transmission moving. What has happened? You've just literally broken the spline on that agitator because you've overloaded. So there's, it's just one of those things. And now to replace that, now you have to take it apart. If you've done a little bit of damage to the shaft, we will have to reconstruct that shaft. Sometimes we use a little grinder to re-groove the shaft again, vents and things like that. But that's all on a time basis. And like basically the average appliance repairman, I don't know what the United States is, but up here is $95 to $100 an hour. And for something that you could have saved by not overloading that machine. And of course, the biggest culprit is when someone says, oh, I only have a little load, so I'm going to put it in my water level this low. Well, the problem, there's two problems there. First of all, if you have a little load, fill it up. I mean, the thing is, the washing machine needs to go through a bit of cleaning, and let that be the time that it gets all the dirt and all the sand, if you're kind of in the construction business, out of the pump and get rid of it. But the other thing is, someone comes along and doesn't check that and fills the machine. So then the machine is grinding there with such a small level of water, yet a full load of float. Now you're not even going to ruin your agitator, you're also going to ruin your transmission. And it's on and on things like that that I say, oh my, why didn't you know? Yeah. And it hurts my heart, Vince, because, it didn't have to be.
Right. This is my family calls that OE, operator error.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA news update. Early results from Russia's presidential election showed President Vladimir Putin has won with 88% of the vote. His victory was all but guaranteed, with no real challengers to his re-election and his iron grip on the political system inside Russia. It means Putin's war against Ukraine will continue. One former top U.S. politician says she's worried former President Trump might hand key intel over to U.S. adversaries like Russia once he begins receiving classified materials as the presumptive Republican nominee.
Hopefully those advising him would say, don't share this with the Russian foreign minister, as he did in the Oval Office.
Former Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on with CNN's State of the Union Sunday. Of course, Trump's already facing federal criminal charges for allegedly keeping classified documents from U.S. government record keepers who wanted them back. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. You've
got
your.
Take my. When you go to the PC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Thanks for this. Class, I just want to let you know that campers have already been here at naturalfarmslc.com. Natural Farms, plural. LC is in limitedcorporation.com. And if you'd like to learn about preparedness, and you want to see what it's like living in the middle of nowhere, you can go to Natural Farms and book your reservation. It'll take you to HipCamp, HIPCAMP.com. You can place your reservations, and so we've got more campers coming now this week.
Wow.
So I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and online I saw the site event. It's quite a beautiful place. I live in Canada, maybe one day. But
well, you know, Frank, the some of the instructors have said, hey, you know, like, when's the barbecue? And I'm thinking, that's what we need to do. We need to have a little get-together here at the farm with instructors, you know, who want to meet the other instructors. And, you know, we've done that before. I know it's a long way for you, but you're certainly welcome. And we'll let you know when we have this. And maybe we can have a few of our real serious class members who, you know, I know Brett's coming here. I have Brett's entire solar system here, his solar panels, his batteries, everything, his Schneider Electronics. It's all here, and I know he's coming. So I think it'd be a really neat thing for some of the students to meet the instructors and the instructors to meet the students and the other instructors. I think it'd be a hoot. So we've done it before.
Well, it would definitely be a hoot, and at least we will know. I sent you a picture of myself so that you knew who you're talking to. But I have no idea what Kyle looks like. I have no idea what. Well, I have an idea of what you look like, but I don't know. And Kathy, of course.
Kathy's a mystery. Kathy's a mystery. Kathy is a mystery. Nobody knows what she looks like. Bert, I think there's a picture. I've seen recent pictures of him. And, you know, we're all up there, you know, 70 or so, except for Dr. Shealy, who's got his butt by like 22 years.
Well, Dr. Shealy, definitely, he's on so many YouTube, so I know exactly. And next week I want to ask him how he got started, because he seemed like such a small man, and yet he's made so much or done so much for the human beings, for our human race. So that will be one of the things I want to ask him next week.
Yeah. He's written about 40 books, 4-0.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He has three doctorates, three PhDs.
Wow.
He's got 15 or so patents. And he was Surgeon of the Year here in Missouri. He's a medical doctor. He started the holistic medical enterprise in the United States. That's Dr. Shealy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, class, he had a really tough go of it, and they almost killed him a couple times with COVID, literally. And Lou Cassidy, thank you for saving his life.
Yeah.
Lou Cassidy.
Now, going back to our students, just in case you say, Vince, Kyle, Frank, they must have a lot of time in their hands to be aware of all these things that they do around the house. Well, I would like to say that, obviously, listening to many years of events, it becomes kind of a little game that I play in my house. I'm sure Vince plays in this, and I'm sure Kyle, how we can improve in things that we do around the house and how we can add life to it. so it becomes addictive, Vince. Like, for example, you take something as simple as our shaving thing. You know, my shaver fell and it kind of came apart. Now, I don't know if our students know, but you have the greatest technique of keeping a shaver lasting for years by sharpening it. And he says, sharpening a shaver? Yeah, sharpening it backwards in the palm of your hand. And I said, well, let me give this a try. And it worked.
Yeah. Last year, 2023, I used the razor, and you know, after it turned to January 1, I thought, you know, there's still a little bit of life in it, but I'll start with another razor, because I use the same Schick twin blade shaver for 1 year. I shave every day. So it's not like I shave once with it and go, wow, it lasted a whole year. I shave every day, 365 days a year, with the same razor. And all you do, class, is shave in a shower, and you wet your face and wash your face. And then, so your whiskers are damp, because, you know, you put your face under the shower head. And then I use a bar of soap, and I like Coast. Coast brand soap. It has a lot of lubricity, and I don't like the scent, so I let it age for a year and let the scent volatilize outside for a year, or I put the soap under cars or under hoods because the mice don't like it either. They don't like the scent. And then once it doesn't smell so much, then I use it for shaving in the shower. And so I rub the bar on my wet face and make sure you don't get it in your eyes. And then you use the razor as normal. And then with some soap in the wiped on the palm of your left hand, you run the razor backwards. So that you're not shaving with it, you're running the razor backwards. That sharpens the blades. And then you do that a couple times. And then when you're done shaving, you rinse, and make sure that you get all the soap off. And then you shake the shaver dry and let it dry. And those are the secrets. And it will last a year.
Yeah.
It will.
Now, the point that I want to make is that they're not expensive, but it's that beauty of making that thing last for more than a year or a year that makes it, as I said, it's like a game. I kind of brought attention to Mrs. Pacheco, my wife. How many times does she open the dishwasher in a day? And so we've now come to a compromise. And it's so nice when you have a partner that kind of likes to work with you. We example class to understand the dishwasher hinge. They have kind of a nylon string that kind of slides on this plastic gizmo. So every time you're opening and closing that dishwasher door, you're wearing either the plastic or the nylon string until one day you're going to hear a big pop, which basically means you have broken that nylon string. Now, here is the thing. To replace that spring, you have to remove the dishwasher from where it's located. You've got to walk to the board of the part, and the parts are usually available. But now, it's almost $150, $200 job to change a crazy little nylon. And the lino is not expensive, students. What's expensive is the amount of work that needs to be involved to get at that component to change. So, Mr. Pacheco and I, we use one of the two sinks that we have. We just keep filling the sink with dirty dishes, and then we open that dishwasher door once, and we put everything inside, and we let it build up again. And so instead of opening and closing that door, 4, 10, 11 times a day, we probably just now do it about 2 or 3. So that's the kind of thing that I want to tell our class, our students, how important or how to play around with your appliances at home.
Yeah, and same thing with the refrigerator door class. You could use Vaseline to lubricate the hinge on your refrigerator door because they get opened a lot. And Vaseline will work fine. You know, red grease will work fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you lubricate it, you know, maybe once a year, that's great. Same thing with door hinges. Inside and, entrance doors, bedroom doors, bathroom doors. If it squeaks, you should drive out one of those hinge pins at a time, take a Q-tip, put some red grease or Vaseline in on the Q-tip, and lubricate the inside of the hinge and the pin, and tap it back in place. You do one at a time. You won't have to take the door off, and you'll find out it doesn't squeak, and it'll last a lot longer. But a door that squeaks, that hinge is wearing, and then the door is going to sag, and then it's not going to close right.
That hinge is a good, yep. Yeah, and, yeah, so... So, the other thing, Vince, I don't know, and I'm hoping that our students, after we listen to our class, will go and check that off if they have front loaders. There's a boot there that likes to accumulate certain stuff. And if you don't put your fingers in there and kind of see if there is anything that is kind of lying on the bottom of that rubber boot, guess what happens? In a couple of months, whatever is that's in there, and it's usually it could be a dime, a quarter. It could be a small screw that came from someone's pocket. It could be almost anything. But the thing that happens there, Vince, is that rubber boot is vibrating at the same frequency as that washing machine is going around. So it just keeps wearing and wearing and wearing and wearing. Before you know it, you look, oh, I have water on the floor. Now, that's like a $300-$400 job to repair, because it's a, first, the part is not cheap. It's a rubber boot that is siliconized and has to be really strong to withstand the pressures or the movement of the front loader. But it's also removing from the outer frame, the inner frame, and all the components that get attached to that. So, yeah, no, after you finish doing a front loader laundry, just put your hand in there and see if there's any particles in there that might cause them. Then that'll never happen.
Frank, I've seen many, many posts on Facebook Marketplace, front load washing machines. Works great. Some of them say, but doesn't, you know, not all cycles work or works great, but leaks on the floor.
Yeah.
And, but none of them, and they say, I bought a new one. You know, I'm done with this. I'm done messing with this. So I bought a new one. But they don't say, the gal that listed doesn't say, yeah, my husband's a carpenter and I don't check his pockets for nails. So here's the point, class. Yeah, the point I think that Frank is making, you can have, you know, change in your pockets. You could have all kinds of sharp things, mm-hmm. maybe even a clothespin. You know, if you're out there hanging a laundry on the line and outside, and you got a clothespin that drops, and you don't want the dog to eat it, so you put it in your pocket and you wash your blue jeans. So, class, what I do, we turn our clothes inside out. Literally. So my blue jeans, I wash them from inside out, and we check every pocket. Every pocket gets checked. There's no change. There's no quarters. There's no washers, screws, nails, you know, keys, none of that. And that's why our equipment lasts so long. And if that Whirlpool washer doesn't last another 30 years, I'm going to be furious.
Well, that's no good for me, Vince.
Frank, do you think that theory about the lubricity of the pods for detergent versus the powder detergent, do you think that's correct? I mean, I'm serious about that.
Okay.
I think it is.
We can come back. There's a whole theory behind dishwashing soap that I want to discuss, and it's quite
yeah.
important.
Okay. Yeah, and in class, pods?
Yeah.
I did a quick calculation, just arithmetic. I went to a big box store online, pods versus powdered dishwashing detergent, 8 times more expensive for pods, 8x.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Pacheco's with us. Frank, detergent. What's up with detergent?
Okay. 40 years of dealing with dishwashers, and I've seen quite a bit. Obviously, when I first started out in the appliance repair business, detergents, it was basically the powder detergent. And that absolutely worked absolutely quite nicely until a point. And the point was that, and it's still true today for a student, is some of that detergent would clunk, like clunk up. So you, and where do you get that, Vince, is detergent on sale. What happens is that the time span of the powder has kind of passed this time, and it's going to start clunking pretty bad. Clunking means when the chemical action has started to take place in the actual detergent, the actual soap. And once that chemical action has started, and you know that by the clunking, by the lumps of detergent put held together in a detergent box, it's not doing anything to clean your dishes. So be aware of that. Moisture is quite the culprit of that. So if you open a detergent box of detergent, either find a way of not getting moisture in there. I don't know if you use one of that container to put your detergent soap after you open it, Vince, or do you still keep it in the...
It seems to work fine. We haven't had that problem, but no. It seems to me, and we buy a lot at a time. Like, we'll buy maybe 10 boxes at a time or more, maybe 20, mm-hmm. you know, when it's on sale. So if we can get it for like $4 mm-hmm. or $3.50 for 75 ounces, wow. we'll buy it because we know it's going to, you know, we know it's going to go up.
Mm-hmm. And you don't find clumping inside it at all or something?
Well, we keep it in an area that has a dehumidifier. So the humidity is down. But I'm thinking, as you said that, you know, a 5 or 6 gallon bucket with a seal that you know, rubber gasket, put them in there, hammer this, you know, the lid down, and you're probably good to go.
Well, most people put them underneath the sink. And
yeah,
of course,
yeah.
A bit of humidity in there. So anyway, that was for detergent. Then all of a sudden the market came up with liquid detergent. So now that was the craziest thing that I've ever seen in terms of the, of coming up with new techniques. Because what would happen, Vince, is some soap cups were able to hold the liquid detergent. Some of them were not. So I would be getting a complaint of not washing properly. So I do this beautiful little trick. Said, okay, what do you use? All liquid detergent. Did they tell me it's the best? So I would put a bit of liquid detergent, and I would close the door and talk to the customer for about a minute or so. And then I would open the door and say, well, there, that's your problem is right here. All your liquid has come out and it's gone down the drain on your first rinse cycle. So of course you're going to have a problem with that. So now they came with a pod, which kind of holds things together. Well, I mean, I can't say that they don't work, okay? But in terms of the price that you've just quoted between powder and these pods, it's quite a bit of difference. And the reason why most people use the pods is for simplicity. Because there is what in those pods, what we call a rinse agent. But see, the rinse agent, you can buy a little bottle that will last you for such a long time. And believe it or not, Vince, some people don't know that there is a place to put rinse agent in as part of your soap cup arrangement. And the rinse agent, students, is basically to deal with hard water. That's why many classes ago we talked about a softener. And what happens is it doesn't allow the spots to kind of accumulate on glasses. So rinse agent, which is the blue powder, the blue liquid that you actually see in those pods is supposed to provide a way of the water kind of just flowing down without staying together and causing these what we call the spots on your especially glassware. So the idea there is have a softener. They're not that expensive. Instead of wasting that money on the pods, use powdered detergent. Get yourself a little bottle of rinse agent. See where in the dishwasher you can put that. And voila, it's as simple as that. So.
Yeah.
Do you use rinse agent in your dishwasher at all, Vince?
No.
Or because you have a softener,
no,
you don't need it at all?
We have a water softener. And we use very little detergent because we don't need much detergent because the water softener does not, the water is so soft it requires less detergent. And the same thing with the washing machine and the dishwasher. So we probably use 1/3, maybe even 1/4 of what most people would use in terms of detergent. So detergent lasts us a long time. And the rinse agent reduces the surface tension, I believe, so that the water slides right off. But I don't think I want, you know, I would rather have a water softener. I'd rather pay the money up front for a water softener than buy a $5 bag of salt, you know, once a month. And then the shower controls last longer, the toilet flush valves last longer, the dishwasher, the washing machine, the sink, faucets, everything lasts longer when you have soft water, everything. So seems to me that that's the best way to go. Frankie, thank you so much. See you next week.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.